Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and it's a delight to have you with us today. I'm going to be talking about some things I don't know a whole lot about with a guest that I'm delighted to have with us. You know, it happens a lot. I learn a lot from doing these shows because we talk to a lot of different people in a lot of different professions who do a lot of different things, and that certainly is what's going to happen right now. Anyway, I want to point out some things to you, and I want you to make sense of this, okay? Number one, we're all made up of energy, and everything around us is energy, vibrating at different frequencies. Because our health and well-being are closely related to our energy, when our energy field is depleted or blocked, this manifests as an emotional, mental, or physical imbalance, which often leads to disease or illness. Now, you all knew that, right? Now, you also should know that to experience harmony, every part of you has to be free of emotional blocks, and that's so energy can flow evenly through your body. And for that reason, more and more people are turning from limiting traditional medicine to alternative ways to heal your mind, your body, and your soul without the use of drugs or medication, and to alleviate and restore the body's inherent intelligence to heal. Now, that's a mouthful. It makes sense, but some of it may not make a whole lot of sense to you, but we're going to find out and get a real clear explanation of it with our guest today. I'm excited to have Laurette Hibbett-Smith with us. She's known, by the way, as Laurette Soul Sister. She's a top-notch practitioner of emotional healing, transformational healing. It's healing that moves energy through modalities through your body, such as reconnective healing and selenite swords of light. Now, when I said I'd say things I don't know a whole lot about, that is something I don't know a whole lot about, Zolanite Swords of Light. She's also a clear and perfect divine link of the Holy Spirit and cosmic Christ consciousness, working with high vibrational energies that are one with the divine creator. I love it, folks. This is going to be very interesting. I love the fact that we're going to have Laurette Soul Sister with us today, and we're going to talk about her work, about putting herself in humanity, service to humanity, and it's been her greatest joy and privilege helping others through spiritual counseling, selenite swords of light, and reconnective healing. Well, I got through it. Laurette, how are you? It's nice to have you with us today. Indeed.
It's wonderful to be here.
You make it difficult. Yes. You make it tough for people like me. You know that.
No, not at all. Not my intention at all. You did a wonderful job.
I did? Good. Well, there was a lot more I could say, but I thought, rather than me explaining it, I thought it's better to let you explain. Let me point out this, your background. You got a degree in human psychology and school administration, and you worked for many years in the public school system teaching and counseling students. And then a couple of years ago, 2019, I guess it was, you came across what is known as the channels of Lee Carroll, Chiron, I'm not sure what that means, and Marilyn Harper, Aranda, that may be mispronounced, probably is. Anyway, this caused you to seek a greater purpose in life as a healer. So do me a favor, explain how someone got from counseling kids in the school system into what you're doing now. This is really kind of an amazing story. So tell me.
Well, as I say, listening to Chiron coming through Lee Carroll and then seeing it with my own eyes, or with the energy of Adironda, which is a 17th dimensional energy that represents a whole council, and seeing her channel, you know, being a divine link and allowing that information to flow through her as a conduit, it really made me stop and say, wait a minute, this is okay. Because one often hears, okay, you don't do that. You may hear the voices. You may know they're coming through. but you shouldn't do that. And so when I learned and heard the teachings of Kryon and see all the great work that he is doing, you know, the energy Kryon is doing and Lee Carroll is delivering to the world, because he becomes a messenger, the conduit. And the same with Marilyn doing the same work and delivering the messages from this 17th dimensional entity representing the Council of Life, and all that great work and healing that they were doing, I'm like, okay, I can do so much more. Because when you are in a closed system that requires following a certain set of predictable outcomes and what to do if this happened and what not to do, it doesn't leave any room for what you may be experiencing that may be more. And so I realized that there was far more, because, you know, us being all energy is not part of a recognized way of discerning what is going on with someone. You can't say, well, maybe this is happening, even if you know this is happening, because of this, this, and that. You know, it's A equals B, or, you know, A plus B equals Z, or whatever. But when you are able to tap into spirit, and spirit can always see far more. I, as a human being, I cannot look at you and say, I know there are people who can, but I'm not one who's going to say, well, you know what? If you really want that leg fixed, you're going to have to stop doing this or that. But spirit will know what is wrong, and they will understand what energies need to be adjusted. And so because I knew that I was growing up with these gifts, and I knew I had the gifts, but I didn't actually call them gifts or think of them as gifts as I was growing up. But after a while, I came to realize that. And so because I knew I had those, I knew I could reach more importantly, I could actually transform the situations that people were in better as a spiritual healer, as a transformational healer.
Healing. You're talking about your psychic abilities that you realized you had when you were much younger, right?
Yes, to a degree. You call them psychic abilities, but I didn't know that I was psychic.
Okay, no, I understand that.
I didn't use that word, but yes, we'll go along with that.
All right. I mean, yes. You know, a lot of people are the same way. They have it, but they don't realize it. But when you mention Kryon, a lot of people listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Kryon may not have a clue what that is. What is it?
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
Kryon, you know, is an entity that came to assist mankind. He announced himself, I'm Kryon of magnetic energy, and I am in, you know, he calls himself, and I say him because these energies are neither male or female.
Right.
But this is an energy of light coming from the divine that was here to guide humanity and to reconnect the magnetic structure around the planet and, you know, just give a lot of information. Lee Carroll has channeled many, many books that, you know, through the information that has been given through Kryon that has helped a great number of people. So, you know, anyone interested, you know, just put in Kryon, and one of the things that Kryon insisted is that Lee could not charge for the information he was giving to humanity.
Okay.
So a lot of information came out, a lot of help, a lot of telling humanity about what their role is, what the planet is, what their role is in terms of what they came to understand, what they came to represent, what they came to do, their mission on the planet, how the planet will change, and information about, you know, the various civilizations that preceded this one and so on. And predictions.
Tell you what, let me make this a little bit simpler. You're a spiritual healer, right? A spiritual counselor. Let me ask you first, so that the audience who hears us can grasp what we're doing here. Who comes to you for help? When people come to you, what are they suffering from? What are they seeking from you? What do they want? How would you answer that?
I would say a myriad of different things. Sometimes people are in pain. Sometimes, and a lot of times, they're just feeling stuck, what they call a stuck. It's like, I don't know what to do next. I feel like, you know, I'm learning new things. I don't know what direction to go. Or I need to change my job. I need to change my life. I don't know what to do. So it's a number of different things. I am stuck. I don't know what direction to go to. I'm not making any money. I hate my job. It's different things. I have this consistent pain. And even though I don't say I'm a healer, I do pain, but through the tools of reconnective healing and the selenite sword, I can use those tools to change the energy, to allow what we could say we're on, you know, in their term, it would be on getting them unstuck, because there could be energy blockages. We could, first of all, clear the energy so that it flows.
Right.
Transmute any kind of negative blockages. And then we could work on allowing each chakra to return to its full energetic spin, its energetic balance.
Okay.
And when that is done and your energy is flowing right, then you start regaining a sense of self and who you are and so on. But those are the tools. But as a spiritual counselor, then spirit will come in and will discern other things. Like, just tell them what I don't know as a person, but their spiritual guide will come in and say, well, you know, what about so-and-so? Here are some advice. This may be what you need to look at. This is a guide if you choose to do that. You know, they will never say you have to do this or you have to do that.
Right.
It will show them the options and say, well, you know, here is your guide, or call on this one for a guide. This is what is available to you.
Let's get more specific here, because, you know, I'll bet you a lot of folks who come to you don't understand a lot of this themselves until they start working with you. They just understand and have heard that you are able to help people with all kinds of problems. I mean, it's the description of things that you have been able to help people, help their mind, body, and spirit from conditions as depression, chronic pain, addictions, even help if they have cancer or they're suffering from chronic fatigue. It really is a long list of things that you're able. I'm not saying you can cure cancer. I don't mean that. But people who have problems and they're suffering from cancer can get some forms of relief sometimes by coming to you. How do you work with folks when someone comes in? What's an initial session with you like? Because it sounds like it would be very interesting. Tell me.
Well, if a person is coming in and we're going to do reconnective healing, I actually do not ask them what is wrong. They will have the pains and so on, and I ask them, please do not tell me what is going on with your body. You know, if what is going on is manifested in the physical body, I do not ask what is wrong, because that is a conversation, a mental conversation, a spiritual conversation, or if you would, an energetic conversation. And as we start working, I explain to them what is going to happen. If it's a reconnective healing, they're going to be on that bed. They're going to be absolute silence. And as we start working, as the energies start working, it always puts them in a place so relaxed so they can actually turn inward and accept and allow the healing to take place, the energies to move. And those energies will move quietly. Now, that person laying there could feel a number of different things, see things, hear things. We do not know what they will experience, except we know they will experience some healing. But the form that the healing takes, actually no, because that's like something between them and the frequencies that is involved in that healing. And as long as they're accepting that healing, ultimately it's the body that accepts the healing and heals itself. So someone, they come in and in their mind they have this neck and shoulder issue, and they go through the healing, and it's very possible, or we have seen cases where it is, that the person left, they still had the neck and shoulder problem. But that was only a symptom of their real problem. So afterwards, with the seeming physical problem, but the other problem that created the neck and shoulder, that was taken care of permanently. So that the neck and shoulder never hurt again.
Wow. And that can happen in one session?
That can absolutely happen in one session. Yes.
It's possible.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Now, this reconnective healing is trademarked by Dr. Eric Pearl. And,
yeah. You
know, he has a long history of all these sometimes people would call miraculous healings that happened. So, you know, there are other practitioners that do the reconnective healing. And so I use that as one of the tools that I do in the entire transformational healing. And with the selenite swords that I use, selenite is one of the most powerful materials in terms of removing negative energy and lifting a person's vibration and taking their energy levels back to the optimal state. And so when you use the swords in a certain way, and I use swords that are made by a certain, they're handmade by someone, and he puts a lot of work into those swords, including waters from some very renowned springs and places, like Lake Titicaca, Lourdes, the Jordan River, things like that. And, you know, sands from holy places and so on. There's a lot he puts in there as well. So all those energies are magnified tremendously. So the energy is at its optimal.
That's called the selenite swords of light. What do you do
correct.
With them? They really are swords. What do you do with them?
They're swords carved from solid blocks of selenite. Yes.
Yeah.
And so the shaft sword is pure selenite, and sometimes it's carved with different symbols like the flower of life, and the handle or the hilt of the sword is where a number of things are enclosed. So when my hand is around that hilt, the energy that comes through me, through my body, and in my hand and into that hilt, all of this becomes, the sword then becomes like that wand, moving the energy around and transmuting the negative energy around the person and increasing their vibration.
So you
have to
wave,
see me in action to know.
Yeah, I gather.
Yes,
the sword is waved around their body.
Right? Yes, there's certain movements you do with the sword, you know, on certain places in their bodies and so on. Yes, yeah, so it's, you know, it's not just waving it around, you know.
Exactly.
You take the course, you do the practice, and you understand where the energy centers are and the kind of movements to use in order to achieve the results.
So I gather that this kind of healing that you're doing, this has to be done in person with you. Would that be right?
It can be done in person, but guess what? It can also be done remotely. And it is just as effective. And that is the thing that blew me away when I first started, because, you know, in my little mind, I was thinking, oh, it has to be here. But it's so amazing that I have found that I helped someone in Paris. I am in Atlanta, Georgia, in the U.S., and the person in Paris that I was helping had amazing results. I also helped. I have a client all the way in Ohio, and, you know, different people on the East Coast, different states on the East Coast. So absolutely not. It is, you know, energy is so absolutely amazing. And because we are all in the one field, you know, what I do here impacts that person halfway around the world, if necessary.
That's remarkable. That's very remarkable. So you do spiritual counseling. You do channeled guidance. Talk a little bit about that. Those sessions provide opportunities for you to ask questions and to bring you closer to your soul's core, I understand, and allows you to discover and get deep wisdom, joy, and creativity. Tell me a little bit about that. What's it like if someone books a session for you for channeling guidance?
Okay. Now, that is where, you know, they get the real juice in terms of being able to ask questions. So, for instance, when I start a channeling session, as I start the channeling session and I prepare myself and the space around myself to make sure that we are in connection with the divine and, you know, that space is protected. And then that energy that is going to give information that is the most important for that person to hear at that particular time in their life that brings them the highest good and highest joy, that energy will step forward. My ego steps out of the way, and they will start speaking with that person. I am the conduit. And so that person sitting in front of me can then, you know, communicate directly and says, well, how is so-and-so? Will this and this happen? Should I do this or should I do that? You know, should I go to this school or that my parents want me to go to? Or should I do this other thing? And they usually do not say, yes, go to that school, but they will then go ahead and outline the pros and cons of those choices because humans have free will. So nobody's will is ever going to be imposed on, but they're going to give you that counseling and say, well, if you do A, this, this, and this, and this, and this, and that, you know, are the likely outcomes. These are the pros, these are the cons, and so on. And so they get to do that interaction. And then they may also bring up things that you're not thinking about. They'll say, well, you know, so what about your, you know, that veterinarian school that you were thinking about? Why aren't you thinking about that anymore? You know, so because they can see everything, they get to ask questions off the person sitting in front. The person in front gets to ask those questions also. And usually, sometimes the person doesn't even know what they want to ask or is too embarrassed or they think, okay, well, I'm not going to tell this person, this lady this because I don't know her that well. But then spirit brings it out. And, you know what is fascinating?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, what is fascinating is sometimes they do in a way that nothing is disclosed. But the person in front of me know exactly what they're talking about and referring to. And I always, you know, what I tell people is, you know, in my channeling, I haven't a clue after I've finished what was said. So, it all remains absolutely
That's
private.
Interesting. They're using you as a vessel and speaking through you, right? And you don't remember it. How about that?
It's none of my business. So I don't remember it. I don't know.
I need to point out, you have a really great website. And I'm going to spell it out for anybody who's listening. The website is your name. It's Lorette Hibbett Smith. So let's spell it for those who are going to write this down. It's L-O-R-R-E-T-T. That's Lorette. And then Hibbett, H-I-B-B-E-R-T. Hibbert, really, Hibbert. Smith, S-M-I-T-H.com. So we'll do it one more time. Lorette, L-O-R-R-E-T-T, Hibbert, H-I-B-B-E-R-T, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.com. If you go to that website, you will learn a lot and see a lot about the services that Lorette provides, and you can read up and understand some of what she's talking about. I'm amazed at how long it took you to learn some of this. Lorette, like, for example, you talk about you work with the angelic realm, ascended masters, the divine feminine and the divine masculine energies, the galactic council and other galactic beings, and the elementals such as dragons and unicorns. I mean, that, I don't know, how long did it take you to really grasp all of this? This sounds very, very complex. Am I right?
It is complex. Yeah. It is complex. Yes. It is wonderful. And it was intensive. I have to say it's something that took over years. But when I started to really deep dive and everyday practice going on, it took about 2 years to master all of this. But in truth and in fact, you are practicing, or I was, speak for myself, you know, this is something you were practicing throughout my life, like for 20 years, just listening and trusting that this is a good voice that I'm hearing, or watching to see if this or that would happen. And as a matter of fact, saving my own life by seeing. I saw something that would happen. And then when it started to happen, I recognized the sequence of events and I could get myself out of the situation before it happened. So those things over you know, the course of 20 years or so gave me confidence that what I was experiencing was real, you know, whether or not anybody else didn't think it was real. But it gave me confidence to do that and to study it more deeply.
I love how you put it. You say having the privilege to do healing lights you up like a radiant flame bursting with joy. I love that. You love helping people, don't you?
I do.
That's good. Well, I don't know what problems people might have, but it seems to me if they haven't been able to find help or get relief from whatever sources they've been trying, you know, it wouldn't hurt to give you a call and to look into to what you can do. And you can do it on Zoom, right? I mean, you can do that.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be in person.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter where they are.
It doesn't matter where they are.
Well,
I thank you. Absolutely can help out. Yes.
We have a Lorette Soul Sister with us today. That's what folks call her. Her name, Lorette Hibbett Smith. You have that website. Go to that website if you're interested and see what she can do. She might be the answer for you. Lorette, it's been great chatting with you. I have learned a lot. I have a lot more to learn. I know that, too. All right? Thank you so much, my dear. Okay?
Thank you.
A broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We certainly do. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and we'll see you next time, folks. Till then, take care. Bye for now.